people will taste of your goodness. May she be an example of your faithfulness and power, so the nations will see you in all your glory. Bring peace to her borders, restore her. You are the covenant-keeping, miracle-working God. Open the eyes of their understanding so all may see you and know you as their Saviour. Be with them in trouble, Lord. Cover them and deliver them. They will be your people and you will be their God. In Yeshua, the name above every name, we pray.
Joel 2 verse 1 says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. As Jehovah Nissi. The Lord says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. Many things are coming against Israel at the moment. There's many nations that have come against them. Israel stands alone, with the exception perhaps of America, but most people are turning against her. That's fulfilling the prophecies of Psalm 83 and various other ones. But Lord, we just pray that you would put a hedge of angels around your holy city, Lord. Lord, I know that... that he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Lord, I just pray that you'd raise up that standard, Jehovah Nissi. Lord, I pray even as terrorism strikes without and within, I pray that, Lord, you'd let the people of God and even the Israeli people stand firm and strong. Lord, we pray your peace to be upon Jerusalem. Father, we just pray that you would let your people, even the church, stand and pray your peace to be upon Jerusalem. Father, we just pray when terrorism comes in, Lord, the people would not shrink back. They would not throw down their arms in despair, but they would look up. They would lift up their eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Lord, we just pray that you'd raise up that standard, Lord, and protect your people, Lord, from all harm in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Praise the Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that first of all, we're in a church, Lord, that lifts up and blesses Israel. So, you know, those that bless Israel will be blessed and those that curse Israel will be cursed, Lord. That's Genesis 1, 2, 3, Lord. So first of all, Lord, I just want to thank you. We've got a church, Lord, that stands by Israel because we will be blessed. We will be blessed people. So praise God. I've just come back from Israel, so I'm just full of, you know, I stand in awe of that country, Lord. I call it, Lord, a miracle in the desert because it's basically desert. And so I just want to pray, Lord, this morning, Lord, that you kept giving me the scripture, Lord. You make a way where there seems no way. And Father God, Lord, with Noah, Lord, you made a way where there was no way, Lord. With Abraham, you made a way where there seemed no way, Father God. Jacob, Lord, you raised him up, Father God, and you made a way where there seemed no way. Moses, Lord, Father God, you took him through with 3 million people, and I seen a tip of that desert, boy, for 40 years, Lord. But you made a way, Father God, where there seemed no way. Hallelujah. Joshua, Lord, you raised him up, Lord, to take the children of Israel, Lord, into the promised land, Father God. Lord, you raised up David, Lord, the shepherd boy, Father God, where there seemed no way. He was just a shepherd boy, they thought, but you raised him up to be the king of Israel, Father God. Hallelujah. And Lord, you raised up Jesus, Lord, where there seemed no way for us, Lord. You made a way through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So praise the name of the Lord. Father God, this morning I want to lift up Benjamin Netanyahu, Father God. Lord, and his team there, Lord, the Knesset, Lord, I stood there and prayed only a week ago, Father God, because he's the man for the job. There's no mistake in that one. There's no mistake. We thank you for him, Lord. We thank you for his wife, Sarah, Lord. We bless those people, Lord, in his team, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, I just want to bless the north, Lord. I was up at Mount Hermon on the Lebanon border and the Syrian border, Mount Hermon, the north. I bless, Lord. I pray a shield of protection, Father God. Hallelujah. Sandara Basai. Lord, in the south, Father God, the Red Sea there, Alet, I think it's called, Lord. We put a hedge of protection there, Father God. On the east, Lord, Jordan, Father God, even though they are at peace at the moment, but we pray, Lord, on that eastern border, Father God. On the west, Lord, Tel Aviv, Lord, Haifa, Lord, to the southwest, Egypt, Father God, we pray a hedge of protection, Father God, and a shield, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray this war brewing. I spoke to a very knowledgeable Messianic Jew, praise God, in Jerusalem. And he said, war is brewing. I said, which war is this, Jerry Golden, actually? Anyway, he said, Gog and Magog. Now, Gog and Magog is Iran, Turkey, and Russia. And we can see that if you switch the news on, we can see that that's what's brewing. So, Father God, we come against those three nations, Lord God, and all the other enemies against Israel today, Father God. We bring confusion, Father God. We bring confusion amongst them, Father God, that they will not touch the apple of your eye, Father God. Hallelujah. There are 150,000 missiles on the Lebanese border to the north. Not to mention Hamas and all the others. We come against those missiles, Father God, and they will not touch Israel, Father God. They will not touch the people of Israel. Father God, we bless Israel today, Father God, and we are honored. We are honored to be in, we are grafted into the vine of that history of the Jewish people, and we thank you for them, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I'm just going to pray for provision for those in poverty in Israel. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father, that your eye is upon those who are poor, Lord, and you task us as your people, God, to look after them, Lord, to minister to them. And we just thank you, Father, for the people of Israel, God, and we bless them in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, for the last, the lost, and the least, because it's these are the ones that you go after. These are the ones that you came for, Jesus. And we just ask that you would give wisdom to their government, God, and how to steward their resources well, Lord, to bring strategy, Father, to lift these people up, God, and meet their physical needs, but also their spiritual needs, Lord God. And I just ask, Father, for organizations that know you, Jesus, that they would go into Israel, Lord, and preach your gospel to these people, Father. They would be truly found in you, Jesus, and they would have an eternal inheritance in you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Lord, we want to pray for restoration and healing. As we read in Isaiah 61, verse 4, and they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. So, Lord, today we pray. We gather our hearts together and pray for reconciliation between the Christian and Jewish people, as well as between the offspring of Ishmael and Isaac. We pray that Christ's love will shine in the Middle East and bring healing to all the inhabitants of the region. We pray that the youth of both the Jewish and Arab communities would know the peace, your shalom, and joy that only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can give in their times of uncertainty. And we pray that God would replace any bitterness with his unfailing love and comfort. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for the watchmen that you have raised up around the world. Lord, I thank you. I pray that they will know who they are, Lord, that they will remain awake, that they will not be asleep, and that they will be in your spirit, Lord, to warn and to prepare the way and to sound the alarm, Lord. I pray for God to raise up, increase, and embolden the Christian watchmen of each nation in actions, words, and prayer. For Christian watchmen to remain vigilant and stay informed of the current situation, engaging in intercession and sounding the alarm to all men. For nations to support the biblical purposes God has prepared for Jerusalem and the redemptive purposes he has preordained for the descendants of both Isaac and Ishmael. And that Australia would honour God in its dealings with this strategic land and city. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lord, we just ask that you be with the Arab people in the Middle East, Lord, that you would strengthen any Christians in amongst them, Lord, that you would protect them, Lord, and you would make a way for them to share their faith with their father, Lord, with their brothers, Lord. Lord, our heart cries out for these people that they have been left behind, Lord, that they have been deceived by the enemy, Lord. Lord, I just ask you speak to them, Lord, that you come to them in dreams and visions, Lord. Lord, that you come against those strongholds that are over their nations, Lord, and you just pull them down, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that you too have a plan for them, Lord. Lord, that they become aware that you have a plan from, Lord, that the plans that they have been told are just lies and they lead to destruction. Lord, we just bring forth your plans for these people, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, for the peace, that the peace will come to Jerusalem as these people realize that there is more in you than what they ever realized. We thank you, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Whew, praise God. You know, some of you may have never prayed for Israel before, never prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. You may have never understood any of this stuff because there's a lot of Christians that don't really realize this is an important part of the Christian faith. I'd encourage you to study it, research it. Come and talk to us if you want to ask questions about this stuff because I still